Coming from the east, coming from the west, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout are gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the severed peak. We have seen the Lord in the fulfillment of His word. He promised through the prophet to return, to write this trail again, to reveal His new name, to teach the bride to prophesy again. Hallelujah! Oh, coming from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Oh, the rainbow child, bothered by a shout, for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We're on Mount Zion, in that secret place, by the sovereign grace of our Lord. A city on a hill whose glory can be hid will manifest the big and final pool. Hallelujah! Oh, coming from the east, oh, coming from the west, oh, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow child, oh, I gathered by a shout, adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. Oh, a rainbow covenanted one in a Joshua commission testifies she's turned at the waist with the authority for her ministry, and she shall speak on the summit of the seven peaks. Oh, coming from the east, from the west, and from the south. Oh, the rainbow child, oh, I gathered by a shout, for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. We sing a brand new song, we are the blood washed from. We've seen our names beneath the seven seals. Given up to us all our mysteries, and there is light on the summit of the seven peaks. Oh, hallelujah! Coming from the east, oh, coming from the west, oh, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow trout, oh, I gathered by a shout, for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks. All things are ready now, Father, let the fire fall. Oh, Father, glorify thy name. You did it once before in the life of Malachi 4. Now, Father, glorify thy name again. Oh, hallelujah. Coming from the east. Oh, coming from the west. Oh, coming from the north and from the south. Oh, the rainbow child gathered by a shout for adoption on the summit of the seven peaks.
We'll sing one more song. Let's sing that song, sure. I Bless Your Name. But
je bénis ton nom.
No, just in that song that you're singing there.
Dans cette chanson qu'on a chanté,
that's one of the greatest prayers somebody can pray.
C'est la grande prière que quelqu'un
peut faire. Father, glorify your name.
Et que Père, que ton nom soit
but
glorifié.
You can't pray that prayer sincerely.
Mais tu peux pas prier cette prière
if you're trying to glorify your own name.
Si tu essaies de glorifier
or if you're trying
propre,
to see
non?
Glory from men.
Ou tu essaies de voir la gloire
but
des
if your heart
et si votre cœur
is sincere and right before the Lord.
Et correct devant
if
Dieu,
you've really been born again
et si vous êtes réellement
of the
né
Spirit
de nouveau,
of Christ,
de l'Esprit de Christ,
that's the soul's desire.
Ça, c'est le désir
Father, glorify your name.
et que Père, que ton nom soit
glorifié.
Vous l'avez déjà fait
the life of Malachi
dans la vie de Malachi 4.
So Father, glorify your
Père,
name.
Glorifie ton nom.
Let's
encore.
Sing one more song here, just to get ourselves ready before we get into the word.
In prisoner's chains, bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night. And in their pain,
began to sing.
Oh, they began to sing. Their chains, oh, their chains were loosed and they were free. I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. Hallelujah.
Avec la vie, la
may
vérité,
he break his word to us.
Et qu'il puisse briser sa parole.
We're really glad today to introduce you to Brother Joseph
Lubanza. Nous sommes très contents aujourd'hui de vous être
introduits au frère Brother Joseph
Lubanza. Beaucoup de saints lui connaissent.
Like I was saying to him the first time I heard of him.
Je le dis la première fois que j'ai entendu parler de lui. C'est le frère Nanda de l'île Maurice.
He was giving me testimony of the wonderful meetings they had.
Il était en train de me donner de bons témoignages.
Brother Joseph was across in Mauritius some years back.
Le frère Joseph était là à l'île Maurice des années passées.
It's really wonderful the Lord's allowed our paths to cross.
Et que le Seigneur puisse permettre afin que nous puissions nous rencontrer avec.
God works according to His time.
Dieu marche selon son temps.
He has an appointed season.
Il a un rendez-vous.
And I'm really so much looking forward.
Et je suis hâteux de regarder.
To the ministration of the word.
Vers la prédication de la parole.
Brother Joseph is from originally from Congo.
Joseph est originellement
then Congo, Brazzaville.
Et il était en Congo.
Now he's living in Johannesburg.
Et il est maintenant à Johannesburg.
So we really pray the Lord's blessing.
Je prie que le Seigneur puisse bénir son ministère pendant qu'il va prêcher
la parole
et qu'il puisse avoir la liberté.
May the Lord bless his people.
Et que le Seigneur puisse le bénir.
Hand over, please, brother Joseph.
God bless you.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
I'm very happy to be among you this morning.
Je suis très content d'être parmi vous ce matin.
To fellowship with you around the Word of God.
Pour communier avec vous tout autour de la parole de Dieu.
I've tried many times to come this way.
J'ai essayé plusieurs fois de venir.
But it was not the time of God.
Ce n'était pas encore le temps de Dieu.
I think this is the time.
Et je pense que c'est ça le moment.
I love you and appreciate you. And I've heard so many good things about your pastor, Brother Andrew.
Plusieurs bonnes choses à propos de votre pasteur, le frère Andrew.
Also, Brother Nanda told me you must meet him.
Et le frère Nanda m'avait dit que vous devez lui raconter.
And as I met him when I was coming in, could just see straight away that this is a real man of God.
Et quand je l'ai raconté, j'ai vu directement que c'est un homme de Dieu.
Because Brother Bram said that. You don't need more than 5 minutes to recognize that this man had the Holy Ghost.
Pas besoin de plus de 5 minutes pour reconnaître l'homme de Dieu.
May God bless him richly.
Que le Seigneur puisse vous bénir richement.
For the confidence put in me to give me the pulpit.
Et je lui remercie de sa confiance de pouvoir me donner sa chair.
I want to give you some greetings from people back there in Congo.
Et je vais and aussi vous donner des salutations des peuples qui viennent du Congo.
When I told them that I was flying to Dublin, they say I must
et quand je
send
dis
their greetings to you.
Je voyageais en Dublin, ils m'ont demandé de vous saluer.
And since this is the first time we meeting, I give a subject I used to preach almost all over the world now.
Et si bien que j'ai toujours prêché peut-être partout dans le monde maintenant.
Since 1998.
Depuis 1998.
Maybe some of you have seen it because.
Et peut-être quelques-uns d'entre vous l'ont déjà vu. Parce
I've discovered that some people are putting my preaching on the net without my permission.
Et j'ai vu qu'il y a des gens qui mettent mes prédications sur l'internet sans ma permission.
So maybe some of you guys have followed this.
Et peut-être vous, gens, vous suivez cela.
But anyway, I think the word of God is always fresh.
Je crois que la parole de Dieu a toujours été fraîche.
Amen. So we'll open our Bible in Genesis chapter.
Ouvrons la Bible dans Genèse.
I think 28.
Genèse 38.
So you forgive my poor English.
Vous allez pardonner mon pauvre anglais.
As you heard that I come from Congo DRC.
Et comme vous l'avez entendu, je viens de la République démocratique du Congo.
So my English is actually is a mix-up of French.
Et mon anglais se mélange avec
français. Lingala Swahili together. So you forgive me for that.
Vous allez me pardonner pour ça.
Try to catch what the Holy Ghost wants to say.
Il faut essayer d'attraper ce que cet esprit veut dire.
Let's pray.
Prions.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this opportunity you give us again to appear in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for greeting us to be here. Thank you for this nice morning. Thank you for the breath of life you have put back in us. Thank you, Lord, for the strength. thank you for the singing and the praises that went up to your throne. Amen. We thank you for everything. Amen. Now we want to thank you again for this opportunity you give us to open our Bible.
Yes.
Anyone can turn the pages of this book, but only you can give the context, the inspiration. Lord, your people are here not to hear from a man, but to hear from you. That's why I'm asking you to put me aside, paralyze all my senses, put me out of the way, and speak to your people. Bless our pastor.
Amen.
Pastor Andrew. Bless his family.
Amen.
And everything he's doing for you.
Amen.
Your kingdom.
Amen.
Bless the reading of the word.
Amen.
And the preaching of the word.
Amen.
And the listening of the word.
Amen.
We don't want to go out of this place as we came in.
Amen.
Let every one of us sing that God spoke to him.
Amen.
We ask this in Jesus Christ's name with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Genesis 28.
Genesis 28. Genesis 28, 18.
And Jacob rose up early in the morning. I'll start a bit. Up, let's start in verse 16.
Amen.
And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, "Surely the Lord is in this place,
Amen.
And I knew it not." And he was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven."
Amen.
And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar.
Amen.
And poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel.
Amen.
But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee." You may be seated. May God bless his word. I want to speak on soul science.
Je veux parler de la science de l'âme.
Amen.
Amen.
It's something I took from the prophet.
C'est quelque chose que j'ai pris du prophète.
As you know, is our source of inspiration.
Comme vous connaissez, qu'il est notre source d'inspiration.
Amen.
Amen.
He said in warning then judgment.
Et dans l'avertissement puis jugement, la parole parlée.
No, we are warning, then judgment, yeah.
Avertissement puis jugement.
He said this.
Il a dit ceci.
It was when he was speaking to one brother, elder brother.
Quand il parlait à un frère.
I think it was Brother Dow, if I don't mistake.
Le frère Dow, si je ne commets pas une erreur.
So Brother Dow wanted to be sure if he will go to heaven.
Il voulait être sûr s'il va aller au ciel.
If he will be raptured.
S'il va aller à l'enlèvement, le frère Dow.
And then Brother Branham was speaking to him.
Et le frère Branham était en train de lui parler.
And then he said, "I don't know.
Je ne sais pas.
But I know one thing.
Et je connais une seule chose.
that when you go to the doctor,
et quand vous allez chez le docteur,
and you want a checkup,
vous voulez une vérification,
he will take his stethoscope,
il va prendre son télescope,
and put in his ears,
il va mettre dans ses oreilles,
and put on your heart,
il va mettre sur votre cœur,
and he will take some urines and blood, some samples,
l'exemple du sang,
and then he will test,
et il va tester,
and he will read according to the book of the physicians,
et il va lire selon les livres de médecins,
and if there is nothing wrong,
et s'il n'y a rien de mauvais,
he will tell you that everything is perfect,
et il va te dire que tout va bien.
C'est also he said now,
il dit maintenant,
I will ask you some questions.
Je vais vous poser certaines questions.
So, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
Vous croyez au Seigneur Jésus-Christ?
And the brother said, with all my heart.
Le frère dit, avec tout mon cœur.
So, brother, yeah. Ask him some questions about the word.
Lui a posé certaines questions.
And then he said, and I said,
j'ai dit,
all right,
tout à l'heure,
let me see what the science book says here.
Je vais voir ce que le livre de science dit ici.
And the soul science here.
Et la science de l'âme ici.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Est-ce que tu peux dire amen?
So our inspiration comes
notre
from
inspiration vient
this.
De ce message.
Soul science.
La science de l'âme.
Amen.
Amen.
So we got many sciences.
Et nous avons beaucoup de sciences.
And science means only knowledge.
Et la science veut dire seulement la connaissance.
A gathering together of data.
C'est rassemblement de données.
Or informations about something.
Ou des informations à propos de quelque chose.
When you gather together some data.
Quand vous mettez ensemble les données.
You have what you call science or knowledge.
Vous avez ce que vous appelez la science ou la connaissance.
So when you, that's how we got medical science.
Et c'est comme ça qu'on a eu la science médicale.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mechanic science.
La science mécanique.
Physics science.
La science physique.
So finance science.
Et la science des finances.
So you got many domains which dealing with knowledge or science.
Vous avez plusieurs domaines qui traitent avec la connaissance et la science.
And you know that in past time,
vous savez que dans les temps passés,
to have power,
pour avoir le pouvoir,
you had to control or to own lands.
Vous devez contrôler ou avoir un terrain.
And cattle and farms.
Avoir des troupeaux et des fermes.
And then when we move on,
et quand on se déplace,
the rich people became those who own industries.
Le riche devient ceux qui ont des industries.
And then we move on.
Et nous nous déplaçons.
And today,
et aujourd'hui,
the richest people,
les gens les plus riches,
are not those who own lands.
Ce n'est pas ceux qui ont des
terres or industries,
des plantations, ou
but those in information science.
Et mais ceux qui ont des informations de la science.
Those who are dealing with knowledge.
Et ceux qui sont en train de traiter avec la connaissance.
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes libre?
So you can see,
tu peux voir,
that spiritually, we moved also the same way.
Spirituellement, on se déplace aussi de la même façon.
As the prophet said,
et comme le prophète a dit,
after the eyes,
après le yeux,
which is Malachi 4,
et tu es Malachi 4,
the prophet,
le prophète,
after the eyes,
après le yeux,
there is no more organs that moving.
Il n'y a plus d'organes qui se déplacent.
The next that comes,
le prochain qui vient,
it's intelligence.
C'est l'intelligence.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Est-ce que vous êtes libre?
No, are you with me?
Yes. Vous êtes avec moi?
Yes. So you see that even spiritually speaking, today
we are no more in Malachi 4 age. We are in the age of the intelligence.
Et maintenant, on n'est plus dans l'âge de Malachi 4. On est dans l'âge de l'intelligence.
Malachi 4 introduced us to the intelligence which is Christ.
Et Malachi 4 nous introduit à l'intelligence qui est Christ.
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So we see that this is very, very important. The next is the intelligent, and we have no intelligence of our own. It is his.
Le prochain, c'est l'intelligence, et on n'a pas notre propre intelligence, mais c'est son intelligence.
Now, there isn't one moving faculty beyond the eye. Is that right?
Il n'y a pas d'autre faculté qui se déplace au-delà des yeux.
The next is the intelligence.
La prochaine faculté, c'est l'intelligence.
Which is Christ himself.
Et qui est Christ lui-même.
Who controls the whole body.
Qui contrôle le corps tout entier.
No moving motion beyond that. You see?
Pas de motion qui se déplace au-delà de cela.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
So many people,
beaucoup de gens,
even in Africa,
même en Afrique,
you see people start worshiping William Branham.
Et les gens commencent à adorer William Branham.
Because they didn't understand.
Et c'est parce qu'ils n'ont pas compris.
That after the eyes,
it's
the intelligence.
Il y a l'intelligence.
Christ himself,
et Christ lui-même,
has to come down.
Et il doit descendre.
He used Malachi for body.
Et utiliser le corps de Malachi.
But it was intelligence.
Et mais c'était l'intelligence.
Christ himself.
Et Christ lui-même.
Do you believe that?
Vous croyez cela?
And the prophet said that we are spiritual scientists.
Et le prophète dit que nous sommes des scientifiques spirituels.
Do you know that you are a spiritual scientist?
Est-ce que vous savez que vous êtes un scientifique spirituel?
You are a spiritual scientist.
Vous êtes un scientifique.
And you got also the natural scientist.
Et vous êtes aussi les scientifiques prochains.
And sometimes you do both.
Deux fois, nous les faisons tous les deux.
You are a natural scientist and also a spiritual scientist.
Et vous êtes naturel et spirituel au même moment.
Amen. So, and you know, in natural,
dans la nature,
when people as bring together the knowledge,
quand ils amènent ensemble la connaissance,
they make achievement.
Il atteint des objectifs.
After,
après,
people has gathered a knowledge or a science, they make an achievement after it.
Après le rassemblement des connaissances ou de la science, ils achèvent quelque chose.
Yeah, they realize something. They make a realization, and big realization.
Ils réalisent quelque chose, une grande réalisation.
When they master a science,
quand ils maîtrisent la science,
they will realize something.
Ils vont réaliser quelque chose.
When they master the water,
quand ils vont maîtriser l'eau,
now they make ships.
Ils font des bateaux.
Boats.
Ils créent des bateaux.
Amen. And every time you see that they master something, they realize something.
Et quand ils maîtrisent quelque chose, ils accomplissent aussi quelque
and
chose.
And that the type also of spiritual scientists.
C'est la même façon aussi avec les scientifiques spirituels.
We don't gather the knowledge in spiritual realm just to have intellectual knowledge. It must bring an achievement, a spiritual achievement.
On ne rassemble pas la connaissance juste pour avoir une connaissance de tête. Mais c'est pour amener un objectif à quelqu'un.
The prophet said,
le prophète dit,
what's the matter with us, the Christians?
Et qu'est-ce qui ne va pas avec nous, les chrétiens?
We have laid down on our job.
Nous avons rabaissé notre travail.
That's right.
Et ça, c'est correct. Hein?
Science,
la science
has taken man further with his five senses than ministers has taken him with his soul.
Il dit, la science a pris l'homme loin avec ses cinq sens, mais le ministre lui a amené loin avec son âme.
His spirit which is super over his science.
Son esprit qui est supérieur au-dessus de la science.
This is very important too.
Ça, c'est très important.
Science has taken man further with his five senses.
Et la science a amené l'homme loin avec ses cinq sens.
Then ministers have taken him with his soul.
Et le ministre l'a pris avec leur âme.
And the soul is super over The science, the senses.
L'âme est super que la science.
So if science can achieve what they are achieving,
et si la science peut achever ce qu'ils sont en train d'achever, accomplir,
the spiritual people should achieve more.
Les gens spirituels devraient accomplir plus.
They say, what's the matter with us?
Et qu'est-ce qui ne va pas avec nous?
Amen.
Amen.
You see, I believe. Oh, no, no, sorry. And he said here again, listen,
il dit ici,
to our shame,
notre honte,
science is going to find God before the preacher does.
La science va trouver Dieu avant que le prédicateur puisse le trouver.
If we don't watch it in his researches,
si on ne le veille pas dans ses recherches,
Can I read it again?
Amen.
Amen. Science is going to find God before the preacher does.
La science va trouver Dieu avant que le prédicateur puisse le trouver.
If we don't watch it,
si on ne veille pas à cela,
in his researches,
dans les recherches,
brother, we must be careful.
Nous devons faire attention, frère.
Amen. That's why I think that this is very important for us to get into the science of the soul.
C'est pourquoi je vois que c'est très important que nous puissions entrer dans la science de l'âme.
The same way these people are going into their laboratories and making researches, we must go into the laboratory of God on our knees, praying, searching.
Nous aussi, nous devons aller dans les laboratoires de Dieu, priant et cherchant, faisant des recherches.
We should not be distracted by the things of the world.
Distrait par les choses du monde.
We must be about the Father's business.
Nous devons être dans l'affaire du Père.
Praying and trying to achieve something for God.
En train de prier et essayer de réaliser quelque chose pour Dieu.
We got many promises in the Bible.
Nous avons beaucoup de promesses dans la Bible.
We got many things which pertain to us.
Il y a beaucoup de choses qui nous appartiennent.
We must work on that so to achieve those things.
Nous devons travailler dans c'est là pour achever ces choses.
This message didn't come just for us to tell what God did with William Branham.
Ce message n'est pas venu pour que nous puissions dire seulement ce que Dieu a fait avec William Branham.
But this message came to show us that exactly the same thing God did with the prophet, he can do it again with us.
Et pour nous montrer que la même chose qu'il a fait avec les prophètes, Dieu peut le faire avec nous.
And he said the hour is coming when this world will shake under the impact of the church of the living God.
Il dit, l'heure est venue que l'église, le monde sera bougé par le feu de l'église du Dieu vivant.
I believe that the church of the living God is moving into a sphere now that's going to shake the whole world.
Il dit que l'église du Dieu vivant est en train de se déplacer dans un monde qui va bouger tout le monde entier.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That would be the first time it's been since the days of Jesus of Nazareth to a human being.
Ça, c'était pour la première fois.
Non, ce sera la première fois depuis.
Ça sera la première fois depuis le temps de Jésus-Christ et de Nazareth pour l'être humain.
Ask anything that you will and it shall be given unto you.
Demande tout ce que vous avez besoin et cela vous sera accordé.
Anything you desire.
Tout ce que vous désirez.
Don't you see the word of Jesus Christ being fulfilled?
Ne voit-il pas la parole de Jésus-Christ?
Oh, it's going to pass pretty soon.
Ça va se passer très rapidement.
I'm looking for it to happen in this meeting.
Je suis en train de regarder que cela puisse se passer.
I'm wanting it to happen now.
Je veux que cela puisse se passer maintenant.
That the anointing will strike the whole church of the living God.
Va, frapper toute l'église du Dieu.
And she will rise to her feet.
Et va s'élever dans ses pieds.
Like a mighty marching army.
Comme une armée puissante qui est en train de marcher.
The sick will be healed by a word.
Les malades seront guéris par les paroles.
La parole. This is the third pool, you know.
Et ça, c'est la troisième pool.
The sick will be healed by a word.
Les malades seront guéris par la parole.
The blind will see.
Les aveugles verront.
The deaf will hear.
Les sourds entendront.
The dead will be raised up.
Les morts seront ressuscités.
And the power of God will shake the whole world.
La puissance de Dieu va bouger le monde tout entier.
With the church of the living God.
Nous sommes l'église de Dieu vivant.
We are in the process of it now.
Nous sommes dans le processus de cela.
I believe it's soon coming to pass.
Je crois que ça va rapidement s'accomplir.
I believe it will be just exactly that way.
Je crois que ça sera exactement de cette façon.
I believe it's going to strike the church of God soon.
Je crois que ça va frapper rapidement l'église de Dieu.
And it's going to start a revival.
Et cela va amener un réveil.
That will shake the world.
Et qui va bouger le monde.
I believe it.
Et je crois cela.
Amen. Amen. And if God has said it,
et si Dieu l'a dit,
it has to happen.
Et cela doit s'accomplir.
It will happen.
Et ça doit s'accomplir.
It's now to us.
Et ça dépend de nous maintenant.
To work.
Pour travailler.
To pray.
Pour prier.
To search.
Pour faire de recherche.
Amen. Amen. It's exactly the same thing
c'est la même chose
that happened with Edison.
Qui s'est passé avec Edison.
It's a one time they didn't have electricity.
Et une fois, ils n'avaient pas l'électricité.
But some men believed
un homme a créé,
there was such a thing like that.
Il y a un fil.
There is something like that.
Il y avait quelque chose de l'électricité.
He kept working tireless hours et until he discovered what it was.
Il était en train de travailler des heures jusqu'à tel point qu'il a.
And the same thing by television,
et c'est la même chose avec
by automobile and so forth.
Par l'automobile et toutes ces choses.
God put all these things here for our benefit.
Dieu a mis toutes ces choses ici pour notre bénéfice.
So there was someone who believed
il y avait quelqu'un qui croyait
that there was electricity.
Il y avait l'électricité.
They treat him like a witch.
On lui a traité comme un sorcier.
They even want to put him in prison.
On voulait le mettre à
he
prison.
Was rejected.
Il a été rejeté.
Discouraged.
Il a été découragé.
But he kept working.
Et il a continué
he kept
à travailler.
Working.
Il a continué à travailler.
All his associates left him.
Et tous ses associés l'ont quitté.
And even his wife,
même sa femme,
she was tired
elle était fatiguée
of bringing coffee and tea and this.
Et d'amener des
but he didn't give up.
Il n'a pas cédé.
He kept working,
il était
working,
en train de
working
il était
until
en train de
he found it.
Et jusqu'à tel point qu'il a trouvé cela.
And now, if we are acquainted with the supernatural,
et si nous sommes avec le surnaturel,
we just take a man where the man in his sense, his senses is limited to his senses.
Et quand l'homme est limité à ses sens,
but a man with his spirit is unlimited.
Et quand l'homme avec le esprit est illimité.
You understand it?
Est-ce que vous comprenez?
So if Edison could work,
si Edison pouvait travailler
in that natural domain,
dans ce domaine naturel,
what about us?
Et qu'en est-il de nous?
If we can be in the domain of the soul,
si on peut être dans le domaine de
which is unlimited,
illimité,
the natural realm is limited.
Le monde naturel est limité.
But soul domain is unlimited.
Le domaine de l'âme est illimité.
Amen. The tree of knowledge can only climb so far.
L'arbre de la connaissance peut aller un peu
and it loin, breaks back.
Mais ça va tomber encore.
But the tree of life
mais l'arbre de la vie
goes on.
Il va continuer,
goes on.
Il va continuer,
goes on. Forever.
Pour toujours.
Amen. Amen. These people can go with the science.
Aller avec la science.
They make a plane.
Ils ont fait l'invention d'un
avion. It can climb up until some place.
Ça peut voler jusqu'à certains.
And
niveaux.
Then you got crashes.
Et ça va descendre.
It crash.
Et ça va descendre.
But you'll never hear
mais vous n'allez jamais entendre
that an angel got a crash.
Il y avait un problème
par no crash in a spiritual realm.
Il n'y a pas des accidents.
They can give you medicine.
Elle peut te donner des médicaments.
And the same medicine will heal you.
Et le même
the same medicine will produce another sickness.
Et va te guérir et ça va produire
because your body can't take it out.
Votre corps ne peut pas
so it's, the tree of knowledge can climb until somewhere and breaks down. I don't know here in your country.
Je ne sais pas ici dans votre
but in Africa,
mais en Afrique,
all the morgue, c'est quoi? Les morgues. Morgue. Mortuary. Yeah. All the mortuary are built behind the hospital.
Ils sont toujours construits à côté de l'hôpital.
Who built them?
Et qui les a bâtis?
Not Christians.
Et ce n'est pas les chrétiens.
It was not God.
Ce n'était pas Dieu.
It was themselves.
C'était eux-mêmes.
The doctors.
Et les docteurs.
They say, here we are treating you.
Ici, on est en train de vous traiter.
But you must know that it's limited.
Amen.
And when it's limited, you go behind here. Mortuary is there. Are you with me? The tree of life can climb only so far. And it breaks back. But the tree of life goes on. Goes on. Forever. Can you say amen? Brother, we must be happy people. Because God has blessed us with something powerful, unlimited. We are unlimited. We are unlimited. The only thing that limits you is your faith. That's why he said, let it be according to your faith. Let me stop a bit on faith.
Laisse-moi m'arrêter un peu dans la foi.
It's not my subject today.
Ce n'est pas mon sujet aujourd'hui.
Faith.
La foi.
The prophet said.
Le prophète dit.
It's exactly like 25 cents.
C'est comme 25 centimes.
To purchase a bread.
Pour acheter du pain.
It means.
Ça veut dire.
That God.
Dieu.
Got also an economy.
A aussi une économie.
Amen.
That's what the prophet said. God got economy. It's economy. And what you see in the natural science about economy, they took it from God. Are you with me? And every economy is based upon a currency.
Sur une monnaie.
Here, your economy is based upon Euro.
Et ici, votre économie est basée sur l'euro.
In Congo.
Au Congo.
It's franc Congo.
C'est les francs congolais.
In South Africa.
En Afrique du Sud.
It's rent.
C'est rent.
In England here.
En Angleterre ici.
It's pounds.
C'est pound.
You see, every economy.
Chaque économie.
Is based upon a currency.
Est basée sur une monnaie.
So the currency.
La monnaie,
they use it to exchange.
Ils utilisent pour faire l'échange.
If you got euros,
et si vous avez l'euro,
you can get your car.
Tu peux avoir ta voiture.
You can have your bed.
Tu peux avoir ton lit.
You can have your bread.
Tu peux avoir ton pain.
You can have your house.
Tu peux avoir ta maison.
You can have clothes.
Tu peux avoir des
so habits. You have to exchange.
Vous allez échanger
the money you got.
L'argent que vous avez.
Without the money,
et sans l'argent,
you can't have anything.
Tu peux rien avoir.
So in God's economy,
dans l'économie de Dieu,
our currency,
notre monnaie,
is faith.
C'est la foi.
Amen.
C'est la foi.
There you don't have dollars.
Là, vous n'avez pas besoin de
you don't have euros.
Vous n'avez pas d'euros.
You have faith.
Vous avez la foi.
So when you got faith,
et quand vous avez
you
la
can
foi,
purchase everything you want.
Vous pouvez acheter tout ce que vous avez.
Amen.
Amen.
By faith, you can have the Holy Ghost. If you have faith, you can have your healing. If you have faith, you can even have money. If you have faith, can you say amen? Can you say amen? And if you have 25 cents, you can have a bread, a piece of bread. But with 25 cents, you can't have a car. Why?
Pourquoi?
It's according to your money. That's why Jesus said, according to your faith. Can you say amen? If you have a little faith, you have also a little thing. Such faith, such blessing. So the thing is according to your faith. Can you say amen? And what is faith? Faith is confidence in God. When you have confidence in God, in return, God gives you the object of your confidence. If you say you are, you say God, you trust God. I trust you that you can save me. In return, God give you salvation. If you trust God that he can heal you, in return, he gives you your healing. If you trust God that he can save your children, in return, he gives you salvation for your children. Whatever you need, it will be given to you according to your faith. Hallelujah. If you see that you have asked something and it doesn't work, check your faith. What quantity of faith you got? Maybe you lack faith. You must rise up your faith. Can you say amen? So you see that the tree of life climb forever. And how? How that science has taken men further
la a amené les très loin
with his five senses
avec sens
than we have with his soul.
Et nous avons cela avec son âme.
Que la science a amené l'homme plus loin avec ses cinq sens que l'homme, que les prédicateurs n'ont pas pu amener avec son âme.
More than what the preacher could bring with his soul.
Today,
aujourd'hui,
you can open your car from far.
Tu peux ouvrir votre voiture de loin.
You can start your car from far.
Tu peux démarrer votre voiture de loin.
You can switch on the heater in your car from far.
Tu peux allumer le chauffage dans votre voiture de loin.
Today, you can even find where your children are from their telephone.
Tu peux voir même là où se retrouvent ses enfants à partir du téléphone.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
That's science.
Et ça, c'est la science.
With five senses.
Avec les cinq sens.
And we.
Et nous.
We are afraid.
Nous.
We are afraid.
Nous avons peur.
To jump into the supernatural.
Pour entrer dans le surnaturel.
May God help us.
Et que Dieu puisse nous aider.
May God help us.
Que Dieu puisse nous aider.
Then he said.
Et il a dit.
We've got untapped resources where all things are possible. Nous avons des ressources inexploitées.
Nous avons des ressources inexploitées.
And we've got untapped resources.
Nous avons des ressources inexploitées.
You know what?
Vous savez quoi?
Amen.
Congo DRC.
Yeah, la République démocratique du Congo.
They call it.
Ils appellent cela.
Scandal.
Le scandale.
It's scandal in everything.
It's a scandal that it shows.
It's a scandal geological scandal.
No,
geologic.
Géologique.
When it comes to mining resources.
Quand on parle des ressources minières.
The minerals.
Les minérales.
You can't mention any minerals on earth you won't find in Congo.
Tu peux pas mentionner aucun de ces minéraux que tu peux pas trouver au Congo. Ce minéral que tu peux pas trouver au Congo.
It's full, plenty of resources, mineral resources.
C'est rempli des ressources minérales.
When it comes to water.
Et quand on parle des eaux.
They got a quantity of water they can sell to the world.
Ils ont une quantité de l'eau qu'ils peuvent vendre au monde.
Even today, they are still studying how to bring the water to South Africa.
Ils essaient même aujourd'hui, ils font des études pour prendre l'eau de l'Afrique, du Congo pour l'amener en Afrique.
Du Sud.
Du Sud.
And it will give the water to Angola, to Namibia, to Botswana, to Zimbabwe, till South Africa.
Il va donner de l'eau à Zimbabwe, à Namibie,
à
Angola.
They are studying about it.
Ils sont en train d'étudier cela.
They got a study on electricity. It can give electricity even to Europe.
Ils ont fait une étude dans l'électricité. Il peut donner l'électricité même en Europe.
And they are studying that how to get the electricity from DRC to take it to Europe.
Et ils sont en train d'étudier comment ils peuvent prendre l'électricité de la République démocratique du
they
Congo.
They said now. When it comes to oxygen,
et quand on parle de l'oxygène,
the basin of Congo,
les bases du Congo,
le bassin,
le bassin du Congo,
it's the now the what's it called The main.
C'est le principal.
Source.
Source.
Source of oxygen.
C'est le principal source d'oxygène.
When it comes to forest, to jungle.
Et quand on parle de forêt.
So everything is scandal, scandal.
Toute chose est scandale.
But I want to tell you that it's a very poor country.
Et je veux vous dire que c'est un pays pauvre.
With all those minerals.
Bien que tous ces
it's minerals, one of the poorest countries.
C'est un pays le plus pauvre.
Why? Why?
Pourquoi?
Untapped resources.
Parce que les ressources sont inexploitées.
They got resources.
Ils ont des ressources.
But not conscious to tape those resources.
Mais ils n'ont pas la conscience pour exploiter ces richesses.
But you go to Singapore.
Et quand vous allez à Singapour.
They don't have any mine.
Ils n'ont pas de minerais.
They don't have farming.
Ils n'ont pas de ferme.
Even water, they import their water to drink.
Et même l'eau, ils importent de l'eau.
Even the water to wash, they import from Malaysia.
Même pour se laver, ils importent cela.
It's only a small piece of sense.
C'est juste un petit.
But if you go to Singapore,
et quand vous allez à Singapour,
it's very rich.
C'est trop riche.
And they got enough money to live even 50 years.
Et ils ont assez d'argent pour vivre même pour 50 ans à venir.
What's the problem?
Et quel est le problème?
Here they don't have mining, they don't have resources like in Congo.
Et ici ils n'ont pas des ressources comme le Congo.
But they are more rich than Congo.
Mais ils sont plus riches que Congo.
That's the situation the bride is in.
Et ça c'est la situation dans laquelle l'épouse est.
You got untapped resources.
Vous avez des ressources inexploitées.
Can you say amen?
Vous pouvez dire amen.
You are richer than you think.
Vous êtes plus riche que vous le pensez.
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen à cela?
That's what I'm speaking about.
Et c'est ce que je suis en train de parler.
And Jacob awakened out of his sleep.
When Jacob s'est réveillé de son sommeil.
Jacob awakened out of his sleep.
Il s'est réveillé de son sommeil.
And Jacob is the type of the bride.
Et lui, il est le type de l'épouse. Hein?
So the bride was sleeping.
Et l'épouse était en train de dormir.
And I want to speak on the awakening of Jacob.
Et je veux parler donc le réveil de Jacob.
Yeah, awakening of Jacob.
Le réveil de Jacob.
L'éveil.
L'éveil de Jacob.
L'éveil de Jacob. I want to speak on awakening of Jacob.
L'éveil de Jacob.
And Jacob awakened out of his sleep.
Et Jacob se réveillait de son sommeil.
So he was sleeping.
Et il était en train de dormir.
Listen what Jacob said.
Écoutez ce que Jacob a dit.
Surely.
Sûrement.
The Lord is in this place.
Et le Seigneur est dans cette place.
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec moi?
He never said the Lord has come into this place.
Il n'a pas dit que le Seigneur est venu dans cette place.
He said the Lord is present tense.
Le Seigneur est ici. Dans
so the Lord was always there.
Le Seigneur a toujours été là-bas.
And I knew it not.
Et je ne le savais pas.
Hallelujah. So that someone can be around you. Someone can be with you. And you don't realize. God is with you. Not that he will come to you. He is. Hallelujah. We need to be awakened.
D'être réveillé
out of our sleep.
De notre sommeil.
So the awakening of Jacob,
l'éveil de Jacob,
it means the awakening of the consciousness of the bride.
Ça veut dire que l'éveil de la conscience de l'épouse.
Today,
aujourd'hui,
the problem is not
le problème n'est pas
that we don't have the power.
Qu'on n'a pas le pouvoir.
The bride got the power.
L'épouse a le pouvoir.
Everything is in the bride.
Toute chose est dans l'épouse.
But the problem is
le problème, c'est
the consciousness.
La conscience.
The bride is sleeping.
L'épouse est en train de dormir.
She's ignoring
elle est en train de
what she got.
Et c'est qu'elle a.
This message.
Et ce message
doesn't come to bring the power to you.
Ne vient pas te donner la force, hein?
No.
No.
This message is there.
Le message est là.
To bring you conscience.
Pour réveiller votre conscience.
Hallelujah. To awaken your consciousness.
Pour réveiller votre conscience.
Do you remember
vous a souvenu
the story of the small eagle?
L'histoire de le gland.
In the barnyard.
qui était dans avec le poulailler.
The small, the little eagle.
Le l'aiglon.
He was eagle.
Était un aigle.
Before he was born.
Avant qu'il puisse naître.
He didn't become the eagle when he was born.
Il n'était pas devenu un aigle quand
il. He was an eagle in the egg.
Il était l'aigle dans l'œuf.
Amen. Before even he comes out,
avant même de sortir,
he was an eagle.
Il était un aigle.
He was born an eagle.
Il était né un aigle.
That was his nature.
Et ça, c'est sa nature.
But even though
même bien que
he was an eagle,
il était
he
un
never
aigle,
flew.
Il n'a jamais volé.
He was just in the barnyard.
Il était toujours avec le poulain.
Behaving like a chick.
En train de se comporter comme un poussin.
Eating like a chicken.
En train de manger comme un poussin.
Walking like a chicken.
En train de marcher comme un.
Speaking like a chicken.
Parler comme un poussin.
But he was an eagle.
Mais il était un aigle.
But what, the day the mother came to fly et over the barnyard,
la mère est venue pour voler,
the mother never brought new wings.
Elle n'a pas amené de nouvelles ailes.
Are you with me?
Vous êtes avec moi?
The mother never bring the new wings.
La mère n'a pas amené quelque chose.
The mother never brought the power.
Elle n'a pas amené la force.
The mother never come down to pick up the eagle.
Elle n'est pas descendue pour prendre.
But she stayed up there.
Mais elle était là.
In the supernatural.
Dans le surnaturel.
Can you say amen? And she started speaking to the eaglet.
Elle a commencé à parler à l'aiglon.
You are an eagle.
Vous êtes un aigle.
You are not a chicken.
Vous n'êtes pas.
You are an eagle. You are not a chicken. What was she doing? She was awakening the consciousness of the eaglet. Amen. She was telling him, you are not a chicken. She was changing him from a chicken consciousness to an eagle consciousness. That's what this message is all about. You are not a sinner. You never sin to begin with. You are the bride. You are washed by the blood. It's changing you. Because what they tell you, that's exactly what you will be. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? So that's why the word came. To tell you. Because he knows that you are what you are.
Vous êtes ce que
because
vous êtes.
Of what the devil told you you are.
À cause de ce que le diable vous a dit.
So himself, when he comes also with the gospel,
il vient aussi avec l'évangile.
He tells you,
il va te dire,
you are children of God.
Vous êtes la femme de
you
Dieu.
Are the son of God.
Vous êtes le fils
you are the daughter of God.
Vous êtes la fille de Dieu.
Changing your consciousness.
Et pour changer votre conscience.
To God's children consciousness.
Pour la conscience des enfants de
can
Dieu.
You say amen?
Est-ce que vous dire amen à ça?
You know Hitler.
Et Hitler.
Didn't he bring anything to the Germans?
Il n'a rien amené de nouveau pour les Allemands.
Amen. He didn't bring them money.
Il n'a pas amené de l'argent.
They were the poorest in Europe. You know that better than me.
Pauvres en Europe.
You know that story better than me. But when Hitler came, what was he did? He changed the consciousness. He said, you are a super
race.
You are better than anyone. That's what he did. He changed their consciousness. Until today, Germany is leading Europe. Because someone managed to change the consciousness. And this message is here to change your consciousness. If we can change your consciousness and you become God's conscience, your life will change. Why? Because your consciousness makes your life.
Et c'est parce que votre conscience fait votre vie.
The quality of life you have,
la qualité de la vie que
is the quality of your consciousness.
C'est la qualité de votre conscience.
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
So you see,
vous dites que vous voyez?
The prophet said this.
Le prophète dit ceci.
Do you love the prophet?
Vous aimez le prophète?
He said this.
Il dit ceci.
And Adam never had to be sick.
Et Adam ne devait pas être malade.
N'a jamais été
malade.
He never had to die. N'avait pas de mourir. He never had to worry.
Il ne devait pas s'inquiéter.
He never had a headache.
Le problème du cœur.
He never had fear.
Il n'a jamais eu peur.
He just climbed up.
Il était en train juste de monter.
In the arms of the Father.
dans le main du père.
And just like a child.
C'est comme un enfant.
Everything was his.
Toute chose était facile.
And whatever he asked,
tout ce qu'il avait besoin,
why he just got it.
Il l'avait.
Everything obeyed him.
Toute chose l'a obéi.
Because he was God's child.
C'est parce qu'il était un enfant.
And the child is heir of all things.
Et l'enfant est l'héritier de tout.
Now when men fail,
quand l'homme a tombé,
he lost this.
Il a perdu ceci.
And now that what he lost in the fall,
et ce qu'il a perdu dans la chute,
Christ came as a redeemer.
Christ est venu comme rédempteur.
Did you ever stop to think what Christ redeemed us for?
Vous avez jamais arrêté pour vous demander qu'est-ce que Christ nous a racheté?
He gave us everlasting life.
Il nous a donné la vie éternelle.
He brought us back to the eternal fellowship.
Il nous a ramené dans la communion éternelle.
And relationship to God to be his sons and daughters of again.
Et la relation avec Dieu pour
to restore back all that Adam lost in the fall.
Pour restaurer tout ce que Adam a perdu.
So Christ has come to redeem us.
Il est venu nous racheter.
Restore back.
Il est venu restaurer.
Mais il dit
now. Il dit maintenant.
But now the thing of it.
La chose est que.
Since he has restored man back to this place.
Depuis qu'il a restauré l'homme dans cette place.
Man in the fall has lost his conscience of what Father put him here for
to do.
On earth to do.
To do. Faire.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
God has redeemed us back.
Dieu nous a rachetés.
We got already all the redeeming powers.
Nous avons toute la force de la rédemption.
We got all the redeeming blessings.
Nous avons toutes les bénédictions de la rédemption.
But why we are not benefiting from it?
Et pourquoi on ne bénéficie pas cela?
The prophet said, the thing is,
et le prophète dit que la chose est que
man is still, he lost his conscience.
L'homme a perdu sa conscience.
He lost his consciousness.
Il a perdu sa conscience.
Of what the Father put him here on earth to do.
De ce que le Père a mis à lui ici sur la terre pour
in
faire.
Other words, all the plumbing as it was in our brain and the outlet, the faith has been clogged up with business affairs, with home life, domestic things. It's all so clogged up. Until God can't operate.
Jusqu'à tel point que Dieu ne peut pas opérer.
Amen. Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
So the problem is,
le problème est,
we lost our consciousness.
Nous avons perdu notre conscience.
That's why this message is here.
C'est pourquoi ce message est ici.
To bring back our consciousness.
Ramener notre conscience.
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
The prophet said,
le prophète dit,
now through the fall,
à travers la chute,
man becomes unconscious of the fact.
Et l'homme devient inconscient de la réalité.
Amen. Amen. After losing his real relationship and friendship, fellowship with the Father, man becomes unconscious.
Après avoir perdu sa relation, sa communion avec le Père, l'homme devient inconscient.
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
So we see that the prophet say,
le prophète dit,
the problem,
le problème,
after redemption,
après la rédemption,
it's the consciousness.
C'est la conscience.
We must come back to our consciousness.
Nous devons rentrer dans notre conscience.
And he said,
et il dit,
the man could, man was conscious in the Garden of Eden all the times that his presence was with him.
Et l'homme était conscient en Éden que tout le temps, sa présence était avec lui.
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire
amen? And he said, that's why Adam could not be sick.
Et c'est pourquoi Adam ne pouvait pas être malade.
He could not die.
Il ne pouvait pas mourir.
So, my brother and sister,
mon frère et soeur,
we need to be conscious.
Nous devons être conscients.
Amen. Amen. And the prophet said this.
Le prophète dit ceci.
Now you see.
Maintenant, vous voyez,
he knew who he was.
Il savait qui il était.
Therefore, he had faith.
C'est pourquoi il a eu la foi.
Jesus,
Jésus,
knew who he was.
Il savait qui il était.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's why he had faith.
C'est pourquoi il avait la foi.
Jesus was conscious.
Jésus était
conscient of who he was.
De ce qu'il était.
If you had you are conscious of who you are,
si vous êtes conscient de ce que vous êtes,
then you can have faith.
Et vous pouvez avoir la foi.
Without knowing who you are,
sans pour autant savoir ce que vous êtes,
you'll never si have
vous êtes,
faith.
Vous n'aurez pas la foi.
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec moi?
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec moi?
Consciousness is important even for you to have faith.
La conscience est très important même pour vous d'avoir la foi.
Jesus could not have faith if he didn't know who he was.
Jésus ne pouvait pas avoir la foi s'il ne savait pas qui il était.
That's why.
Et c'est pourquoi.
The prophet said.
Le prophète
dit, when the bride will know a position.
Quand l'épouse reconnaîtra sa
position, the bride will go.
L'épouse va aller.
So it's very important.
C'est très important.
For us.
Pour nous,
to know who we are.
Pour connaître qui nous sommes.
That's why I want to speak on soul science.
Et c'est pourquoi je veux parler de la science.
To tell you who you are.
Pour vous dire ce que vous êtes.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus knew who he was.
Jésus connaissait ce qu'il était.
That's why.
Et c'est pourquoi.
He had faith.
Il a eu la foi.
And I know that if you know exactly who you are.
Et si vous savez exactement qui vous êtes.
You will have faith.
Et vous aurez la foi.
And the devil will never play with you.
Et le diable ne va pas jouer avec vous.
Because you know who you are.
Parce que vous savez ce que vous êtes.
In the greatest battle ever fought.
Dans la plus grande bataille jamais livrée.
Amen.
Amen.
The prophet said this.
Le prophète dit ceci.
Now, if you'll sit down when you get home.
Et quand vous vous mettez et vous asseyez quand vous.
When you go home.
Quand vous rentrez à la maison,
you sit down.
Et vous vous mettez.
Draw three little rings.
Il faut faire trois cercles.
You'll find out.
Vous allez trouver.
That the outside.
Que le dehors.
Body.
Le corps.
Amen.
Amen.
God five senses.
Les cinq sens.
It's contacted. It has five senses. It's contacted by.
Et ces cinq sens est incontacté, est connecté avec.
It is see.
Il y a le vie.
Test.
Goût.
Touch.
Toucher.
Or feel.
Ou sentir.
Smell.
L'odeur.
Hear.
L'oreille.
When you go home.
Et quand vous allez à la maison.
You sit down.
Vous mettez.
You draw three rings.
Vous allez faire trois cercles.
You'll find that the outside.
Vous allez trouver que le dehors.
Got five senses.
En cinq sens.
See.
Le vie.
Touch.
Touche.
Test.
Goût.
Hear.
Écoute.
Smell.
Et l'odeur.
You say, is it important to know this? We know already
Est-ce
this.
Que c'est important de connaître ceci? Nous connaissons déjà cela.
There is everything that God pronounce is very important.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
He does say things just to say.
Il ne dit pas les choses juste pour dire.
Then he said,
il dit,
inside the body
à l'intérieur du corps,
is a soul.
Il y a l'âme.
And that soul,
dans cette âme là,
I'm reading from the greatest battle ever fought.
De lire de la plus grande bataille jamais livrée.
You don't correct the prophet.
Vous n'allez pas corriger le prophète.
You just say what the tape says.
Vous dites ce que les bandes disent.
Amen. The inside
à l'intérieur
is the soul.
Il y a l'âme.
That soul is controlled by imagination.
Et cela est contrôlé par l'imagination.
Conscience.
La conscience.
Memory.
Le mémoire.
Reason.
Le raisonnement
and affection.
Et les affections.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the thing that controls the soul.
Et ça, c'est la chose qui contrôle l'âme. Ça, ce sont les choses qui contrôlent l'âme.
But the spirit.
Mais le esprit.
Amen.
Amen.
Only has one sense.
L'esprit a un seul sens.
Either dominated is faith or doubt.
Ou soit dominé par la foi ou par le doute.
or unbelief. You can call it unbelief. It's the same. Amen. Some places say doubt, some places unbelief. Amen. That, and there is only one avenue to it. That free moral agency.
Are you with me?
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec moi?
Are you with me? So we see here.
Nous voyons ici
that you got only one avenue to your soul.
Vous avez un seul avenir à votre âme.
It's by free moral agency.
Par le libre arbitre.
By your free will.
Par votre propre volonté.
Amen.
Amen.
Because free moral agency is that ability that gives you your free will to choose.
Le libre arbitre, c'est ce qui te donne
to choose.
Votre propre volonté de pouvoir faire le choix.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
maintenant,
this the prophet is telling us in the greatest battle ever fought.
Et ceci, le prophète nous dit dans la prédication la plus grande bataille jamais livrée.
I won't be long because we'll continue. Just after 1 hour. But this was before
1963.
Before 1963.
Avant 1963.
You'll see that all the preaching before 1963.
Vous allez voir que toutes les prédications avant 1963.
The prophet said the soul had five senses.
Le prophète dit que l'âme a cinq sens.
What happened?
Et qu'est-ce qui s'est passé?
Before,
avant,
God told William Branham.
Dieu a dit à William Branham.
In the tent vision.
Dans la vision de la tente.
That because he was explaining too much the supernatural to Pentecostals,
expliquait beaucoup le surnaturel,
he was creating and producing imitations.
Il était en train de créer et produire l'imitation.
He should stop explaining.
Et il devrait arrêter d'expliquer cela.
And the prophet didn't understand.
Et le prophète n'a pas compris.
He kept
il a gardé
explaining.
Il a continué à expliquer cela.
He explained the first pool.
Il a expliqué la première poule.
He explained the second pool.
La deuxième poule.
That's why for the coming of the third pool,
c'est pourquoi pour la troisième poule,
God gave him the tenth vision.
Dieu lui a donné la vision des
and
tentes.
In that tenth vision,
dans cette vision des tentes,
there was two parts of it, I think.
Il y a deux parties de cela, je pense bien.
There was one time where he had a small shoe.
Il y avait une place là où il y avait une petite chaussure.
With a lacet, c'est quoi?
Laces.
Yeah. And he was trying to push to push.
Il essayant de mettre ses lacets.
That side that was bigger than the hole.
Qui était plus grand que le trou.
And the other one, he showed him that he was fishing.
Il lui a montré qu'il était en train de faire la pêche.
And you sang about it.
Et vous avez chanté à propos de
the ça. Rainbow trout.
Et le grand poisson.
And it showed him that the rainbow was in the deep waters. He should not, to catch the trout, the rainbow trout, he has to deploy the line in the deep waters. And you know, the line means the teaching.
Et cela veut dire l'enseignement.
So it needs a deep teaching.
Et cela demande un enseignement profond.
To catch the bride.
Pour attraper l'épouse.
Shallow teachings can catch the Pentecostals.
Et un enseignement superficial peut attraper.
But the real bride.
Mais la vraie épouse.
Need a deep teaching.
Amen. Il a besoin d'un enseignement profond.
That's why he has to deploy the line down.
Pourquoi il devrait faire son filet très,
and
très
he has profond. To do it. Slowly.
Il devrait faire cela attentivement.
So he won't confuse the bride.
Afin que cela ne puisse pas amener une confusion dans le couple.
And he showed him how to do it.
Et il lui a montré comment le faire.
And he said, "Don't explain."
Et il ne faut pas expliquer cela.
And after that.
Et après cela.
The ministers came around him.
Le ministre sont venus tout autour.
Oh, Brother Abraham, you can fish well. Can you teach us how to do it? And he started explaining. Said, this is how he taught me. When you do this, and when he pulled the line, he said the line went around him. And I told you the line is the teaching. So the line went around him, the teaching, he was confused. In his teaching, that's why he could say the soul got five senses. Because God, to protect the teaching, he has to let him to be confused. And when the Pentecostal caught that, that the second part is the soul, and they prayed for the Holy Ghost to come into the third part, which is the Spirit. So they were preaching, they were praying for the Spirit to anoint their spirit. Instead of anointing their souls. So they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the Spirit and not in the souls. And they could speak in tongues, see visions, produce miracles. And because of that, they left William Branham. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They left him. And he could preach
the
present stage of my ministry.
Everyone
else left me, even Baxter. And when people left him, God said, oh, I'm happy now. This is what I was waiting. Because now all of them have gone. They've become the anointed, the false anointed ones. And they went away. Then in
1963,
God came down in the opening of the seventh seal. Can you say
amen?
And the prophet said, oh, if I could not be in the study, when he came, I could make a big mistake. Can you say amen? Then, and listen to this. Oh, very, very important. And this part was not registered in the tabernacle. He recorded it after. Listen. Now, I don't know what. I know the next step there. But I don't know what. How to interpret that. It won't be long. I've got wrote here down here when it happened. If you can see here, stop. No, go no further. Then this right here, I'm not prone to be a fanatic. I'm just telling you the truth. But you remember the little shoot that I always tried to explain? How that the soul led next to so and so? Can you say amen?
Amen.
How I tried to explain how the soul led next to so and so? He brings us back straight here. Can you say
amen?
And the inner conscience,
and la conscience interne,
and all that kind of stuff, which it only made a big bunch of impersonations, start after it. Can you say
amen?
Can you say
amen?
He said, oh, when it happened, so there is a secret lace beneath. Glory to God in the highest. I can never think the same the rest of my life. When I sin. Can you say
amen?
So in the seventh seal, God came down himself to correct this. Can you say
amen?
That's why when you see after 63, now he said, The second part is the spirit. And the third part is the soul. Why? Because this was the food for the bride. This is the time when the true bride must be sealed. And she needs a proper teaching. So when she prayed for the Holy Ghost, she knows exactly when the Holy Ghost is coming. Can you say amen? That's why he said one of the mystery is the baptism of the Holy Ghost without any sensation. Can you say amen? But the person of Christ, can you say amen? Because when you got the Holy Ghost in the spirit, that's when you got sensations. But in the soul, it's not sensation. It's just faith. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Do you believe that? Do you appreciate it? You understand why we should know who we are. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Before I let you go, you are not different from the animals.
Vous n'êtes pas différent des animaux.
When it comes to the body.
Quand on parle du corps.
C'est ça la lumière. When it comes to the body.
Quand on parle du corps.
Your dog got also ears.
Votre chien aussi a des yeux.
Dog got also smell.
Votre chien aussi a l'odorant.
And I want to tell you that he got better smell than you.
Et il a un bon odorant que vous.
All the hunters know that.
Tous les chasseurs connaissent.
That the dog can smell a game from far.
De très loin, l'animal.
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec moi?
And by the way,
en parlant de là,
you never see a dog wearing glasses.
Vous n'avez jamais vu un chien en train de mettre.
Sorry, brothers. We got glasses. So to show you that they got a perfect.
Pour montrer qu'ils ont un vie parfaite.
So when it comes to the body.
On parle du corps,
we are not better than the animals.
Nous ne sommes pas mieux que les animaux.
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec moi?
When it comes to the spirit,
quand on parle de l'esprit,
we are not different from animals.
Nous ne sommes pas différents des animaux.
When it comes to the memory,
quand on parle de mémoire,
the elephant can beat you.
L'éléphant peut te battre.
People who live in Zimbabwe, they know that.
Yeah, les gens qui vivent à Zimbabwe, ils connaissent.
When you do something wrong to an elephant,
quand il fait quelque chose du mal à un éléphant,
don't go around him for 20 years or more.
Pas aller tout autour de lui pour 20 ans ou plus.
But if I ask you,
et si je
what
demande,
did you eat the first January of 22?
Qu'est-ce que what vous did you eat? Qu'est-ce que vous avez mangé?
No one can remember.
Vous n'allez pas vous en souvenir.
You see? The elephant is better than you.
L'éléphant est mieux que vous.
You see, no, they can't reason.
Il ne peut pas raisonner.
Who did tell our mother Eve?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit
God, à notre God has said, really said.
Et Dieu a réellement
who dit. Said that to our mother?
Qui a dit ça à notre
the
mère?
Serpent.
C'est le serpent.
Are you with me? So when it comes to the spirit,
et quand on arrive à l'esprit,
we are not better than the animals.
Nous ne sommes pas mieux que les animaux.
But what the difference?
Et la différence,
it's when it comes to the soul.
Et quand on parle de l'âme,
the soul
l'âme
is the part of God in you.
Et c'est la partie de Dieu à vous.
When it comes to the soul,
quand on parle de l'âme,
you are better than any animal.
Vous êtes mieux que
because that's
l'âme.
The part of God in you.
À vous.
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec moi?
And what? Watch here.
Regarde ici.
In your body,
dans votre corps,
you don't control your senses.
Tu ne contrôles pas tes sens.
Everything you see,
tout ce que vous voyez,
you can't control it.
Tu peux pas contrôler ça.
Even if sometimes you don't want to see something bad,
même si vous ne voulez pas voir quelque,
but your eyes can see it already. Before even you turn your head,
avant même de tourner votre tête,
your ears can hear anything. Something you don't want to hear. You can smell something you don't want to smell. So when it comes to your body, you are not responsible of everything that goes through your senses.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
When it comes to the spirit,
et quand on arrive à l'esprit,
also everything that goes into your spirit, you are not, you can't control it.
Esprit, tu peux pas contrôler cela.
Because the devil also can come into your mind.
Parce que le diable aussi peut venir dans
because your mind is a no man's land.
C'est parce que votre esprit est le terrain d'être.
Can you say amen?
Vous pouvez dire
so
cela.
Even Satan can come into your mind.
Satan peut venir dans votre
he got that right.
Esprit. Il prend cela correct.
And the devil can bring to your memory something you have repented already.
Le diable peut amener dans votre mémoire quelque chose que vous êtes déjà repenti.
The devil can bring on your upon your conscience something you have confessed already.
Il peut amener sur votre conscience quelque chose que vous avez déjà confessé.
Are you with me?
Est-ce que vous êtes avec
so
moi?
In your body,
dans votre corps,
in your spirit,
dans votre esprit,
you are not the master of everything that goes there.
Vous n'êtes pas le maître de toutes choses.
But when it comes to the soul,
mais quand on parle de l'âme,
this is the real you.
Amen. C'est le vrai vous.
When it comes to the gate of the soul,
et quand on parle de la
your free
de
will,
votre libre
you are the only master of
vous
that gate. You are the only one who controls that. You must know it. If it comes to that gate, you say no, it's no. No one can influence you to open that gate. Can you say amen? The devil knows it better. That he can't move that gate without your consent. Are you with me? The devil knows that he can't do anything without you opening that gate. That's why the prophet said, as long as the devil is outside of you,
he's
powerless. Can you say amen? Because outside of your soul, he can't open the gate of the free will. Even the Holy Ghost is powerless when he's not in your soul. Are you with me? That's why today, you must know that when you decide that you are not sick, you are not sick. Before you become sick, you must accept. You must open the gate of your free will. Even if your body is paining, if you say, I'm not sick, you are not sick. That's how God has created you. Hallelujah. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep. Whatever you are today is the result of your decision. Amen. There is a time of decision in your life.
Il y a le temps de décision d'avoir.
And there is a power of decision.
Il y a aussi la force de la décision.
The decision you take got a power.
La décision que vous prenez a une force.
And there is a result of decision.
Il y a le résultat de la décision.
Every decision,
et chaque décision
got a result.
A un résultat.
Many people, they don't know that what they are living as a result. Their life is a result of their decision. The prophet said, I will read you next time. And you know the quote maybe, already. You know the quote. He said, you are today what you are because 5 years back you decide to be what you are. You are today what you are because 5 years back you decide to be what you are. So what you are is the consequence, is the result of your decision. You got the power to choose. God said, today I put before you life and death. Choose life. Can you say amen? I put before you blessings and curses.
Et les malédictions.
Blessings.
Et la bénédiction.
Curses.
Et les malédictions.
He never said
il n'a jamais dit
that your president put curses upon you.
Que votre présence met la
malédiction. Your president.
Et que votre président a mis la malédiction sur vous.
No. He never said, your uncle has put curses upon you. Curses and blessings are put before you by God. And you got the decision,
et vous avez la décision,
the power to choose what you want.
De pouvoir choisir ce que vous...
Hallelujah! Blessings are choices.
Et le bénédiction sont un choix.
Curses are choices.
Les malédictions sont un choix.
Life is choice.
Et la vie est un choix.
Amen. Death also is a choice.
Et la mort aussi, c'est un choix.
Do you believe that?
Est-ce que vous croyez cela?
Your state you are in.
Si
the state you are in,
l'état dans lequel vous l'état. Êtes,
it's your choice.
C'est votre choix.
Even salvation starts as a decision.
Et même le salut commence par une décision.
Justification means decision.
La justification, c'est la
décision. Ruth decided.
Rick a
décidé, and she was justified.
Et elle a été justifiée.
Can you say amen? So you got the power of decision.
Vous avez la puissance de
and the prophet said, if they bring to you a box
si vous amène une boîte,
with rattled snakes,
with the, yes.
Yeah, and your name on it.
Oui, tes serpents à l'intérieur avec votre
that it's yours.
Que c'est pour vous.
If you are you going to accept it?
Si tu acceptes,
even if it got your name on it.
Même si on
if you refuse to sign,
si vous refusez de signer,
it's not yours.
Pas
he will take it back.
Va prendre.
It's the same thing with sickness.
C'est la même chose avec la maladie.
With sins.
Avec le péché.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
If you refuse to sign,
est-ce que vous, si vous refusez de signer,
Satan will take it back.
Va, prendre cela.
Even if you are sick for 2 days, 1 day,
même si vous êtes
1 week,
jours,
said,
jours,
I'm not sick. I refuse the sickness.
Je suis pas malade, je refuse.
Don't sign.
La maladie.
And you'll never be sick.
Signer, et vous ne serez pas.
Hallelujah. The devil knows.
Le diable connaît.
Amen.
Amen.
And he also knows
il connaît
that you didn't know
et que vous ne saviez pas
that whatever you decide will happen in your life.
Ça va se passer.
But today is finished.
Fini.
Because you know
parce que vous savez,
you are awakened out of your sleep.
De votre sommeil.
Can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
Not only the devil doesn't have a power,
ce n'est pas que le diable n'a pas la force,
even God himself. Even God.
Même Dieu lui-même.
You say, how?
Vous dites comment?
In Revelation chapter 3.
Dans Apocalypse chapitre 3.
Behold,
voici,
I stand at the door.
Je me tiens à la porte.
And I knock.
Et je frappe.
Which door?
Quelle porte?
Of your heart.
De votre cœur.
Of your soul. Can you say amen?
Votre
if he's knocking at the door,
si il frappe à la porte,
it means that he's powerless to open.
Qu'il a sans force pour
can you say amen?
Est-ce que vous pouvez dire amen?
So if you, why?
Pourquoi?
Because in the eastern,
parce que c'est à l'est,
the latch is not outside. It's inside.
Le poignet, ce n'est pas à l'extérieur, c'est à
l'intérieur. It's only the person who is inside
c'est seulement la personne
who can open the door. That's why
porte.
Even God himself,
c'est pourquoi même Dieu
he
même
can come with blessings,
il peut venir avec les
but it won't help you until you open yourself. Can you say amen? Until you accept it. God can bring the Holy Ghost. If you don't open the gate, you'll never receive the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? God can bring salvation. But if you don't open the door, you'll never receive salvation. Can you say
amen?
Because if he had power, see, if he had power, he could open by himself. And you see now,
et vous voyez maintenant,
when men fail,
et quand l'homme a tombé,
the prophet said,
le prophète dit,
the serpent gets into the soul.
Le serpent est entré dans l'âme maintenant.
And from the inside,
et à partir de l'intérieur,
he could not allow
il ne pouvait pas permettre
you to open for Jesus.
Vous d'ouvrir pour Jésus.
Who was outside.
Et qui était dehors.
And we were lost.
Et nous étions perdus.
Since the door is open from the inside,
une fois que la porte est ouverte de l'intérieur,
since parce que la porte s'ouvrait de l'intérieur,
parce que la porte
and Jesus being outside,
Jésus étant dehors,
the devil could not allow you,
le diable ne pouvait pas vous permettre,
to open the door for Jesus,
de ouvrir la porte pour
so Jesus. We are lost forever,
nous étions perdus pour toujours.
But praise be to God.
Amen.
In his intelligence,
dans son intelligence,
he put in you
il a mis à vous
the predestinated seed.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
He hid in you
il
the predestined seed, the representation of your age, so that when the time comes and when you'll see that, can you say amen? When you see that, that seed in you will recognize its representation, and then from the inside it will fight with the devil to open the door. That's how you came to believe. Because God put in you the predestinated seed. May God bless you. Amen.
The Bible says,
la Bible dit,
he who has ears to hear,
et celui qui a des oreilles
let him
pour
hear.
Qu'il puisse entendre.
You know, when Brother Tom was preaching the other week,
quand le frère Tommy était en train
and
de
he read that quote,
testament, et il a lu cette situation,
where the prophet says, whatever the Lord
le prophète dit que tout
can
ce que
lead
le
your soul to believe.
Peut conduire votre âme à croire.
You know, to me, it's been real incredible.
Pour moi, c'est incroyable.
You know, yesterday, we're having the car repaired.
Quand je suis allé réparer
and
ma
I was
voiture,
with Brother James up in Northern Ireland, he was fixing it the whole
James
day.
De l'autre côté de l'Iran, de l'Iran.
And the whole day,
toute la journée,
we were fellowshipping on that. It was
on
incredible. We were fellowshipping on the tent vision.
On était en train de communier à propos de la
vision
de la tente et de l'âme.
And then we got onto the seventh seal.
Et nous sommes entrés dans les sept sceaux.
You know, I really have seen it recently.
J'ai vu récemment.
Just like with the prophet.
C'est juste avec le prophète.
And the third pool.
Et la troisième poule.
The Lord had to lead him.
Le Seigneur devrait
persuade him. Answer his questions.
Répondre ses
questions. Prophet couldn't understand.
Et le prophète ne pouvait pas
comprendre. How can a man speak and God back it up?
Is
this in the atonement? And all the questions he had. And the angel of the Lord would continually draw near to him.
L'ange du Seigneur continuellement
and persuade him. And lead his soul a little bit further. And
take him on. De lui prendre,
until he possessed the promise.
Tel point qu'il a possédé
and
la
friends,
promise.
God is so faithful.
Dieu est très fidèle.
Firstly, to me today,
et personnellement pour moi aujourd'hui,
it's like we said at the beginning.
C'est comme nous avons dit au commencement.
Surely God is in this place.
Si vraiment Dieu est dans cette place.
Surely.
Dieu,
he knows what we speak in secret.
Il connaît ce que nous parlons
he knows
secret.
The thoughts of our hearts.
Il connaît le pensée de nos cœurs.
Sometimes you're asking Lord.
Des fois vous demandez Seigneur.
How can I go the next step?
Et comment je peux aller l'étape
I want higher ground.
Je vais en terrain.
And then he comes and just shows you how to go to higher ground.
Il vient vous montrer comment aller.
It's not our intelligence,
ce n'est pas notre intelligence.
Hein? It's the power of a decision.
C'est le pouvoir.
Are we going to accept today?
Et si nous allons accepter
what has been preached?
Et ce qui a été prêché.
As for me.
Et pour moi,
it's nothing but the truth.
Il n'y a rien autre que la vérité.
But the truth. And may the same grace of God
continue
to persuade us of his promises.
À nous persuader de sa promesse.
And let's make the right decisions.
Et que nous puissions prendre la décision.
I really do thank the Lord.
Firstly,
to me, that was a real wonderful time.
Pour moi, c'était un temps merveilleux.
Really looking forward to the afternoon service.
Regardons au service de l'après-midi.
May the Lord really bless Brother Joseph.
Que le Seigneur puisse bénir le frère.
It was a word in season.
C'était la parole le temps.
So much fits in with all these weeks gone by.
Avec
from when Brother Peniel came,
quand le frère
Brother Tom, building all the way up.
Il a en train de bâtir cela.
Let's just wait upon the Lord.
Et que nous puissions entendre au Seigneur.
And say, Lord, it's your program.
Et dit que c'est votre programme.
It's your intelligence.
Et c'est votre intelligence.
It's your predestined
plan. C'est votre plan prédestiné.
Let's just make ourselves available to him.
Et qu'on puisse se rendre disponible.
That when he comes and he speaks to your soul.
Et quand il vient et il parle à ton âme.
Just open up.
Juste ouvre.
Just submit. Just lay aside your thoughts.
À côté tes
lay aside your opinions.
À côté tes
your
opinions.
Way of seeing things.
Votre façon de voir
and let that divine intelligence come.
Que l'intelligence
and let it bathe over our souls.
Et que cela puisse demeurer dans nos âmes.
And the consciousness that continues to build.
Et que la conscience puisse continuer à se battre.
Until we'll say like who was the man that said, Eureka, I see it.
Et il dit, Eureka, je le vois.
And that's when the situation
et
changes.
C'est là où la situation change.
Let's stand, saints. Let's sing one song. We ask the musicians to come.
Nous demandons aux musiciens de venir.
We have 1 hour break. It's quarter past one.
Une heure du temps de pause.
Let's come back quarter past two by the grace of God.
Nous
and we really do appreciate the goodness of the Lord and his faithfulness.
Et sa fidélité.
My everlasting portion, more than friends. found, Lord, by
on higher. I'm pressing up.
I'm pressing up.
The upward way. New rights I'm gaining every day. Still praying. I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Lord, Lord, lift me up. And let me stay. My feet on here. When stable in the higher, higher place. My heart takes no desire to stay without a rise and feel dismay. If we dwell without the bound, my prayer, my desire, oh, Lord, if we
Maybe the Lord's been knocking at your heart.
Aussi, le Seigneur est en train de frapper
Christ,
à ton Christ
desires to come in.
Désire d'entrer.
It's the power of your decision.
C'est le pouvoir de votre décision.
And the decision you make now
la décision que vous prenez
is going to affect your future.
Et ça va affecter votre
just
future.
As much as the condition you in now
la même chose
is
la
the result of
retrouvez.
Decisions past.
C'est le résultat des décisions
and
passées.
You're wanting to break the cycle
et
today.
Si vous voulez briser le cycle
you're wanting to say enough is enough.
Vous voulez dire assez, c'est assez.
I've made the wrong decisions long enough.
Une mauvaise décision très
I've
loin.
Listened to the wrong voice.
J'ai écouté une mauvaise voix.
I've yielded to the wrong influence.
Aux mauvaises influences.
Now I accept Christ.
Maintenant, j'accepte Christ.
The truth.
La vérité.
I open the door.
J'ouvre la porte.
By simple faith.
Par la foi.
And I say, Master. Come in. Take control.
Et prends contrôle.
Take the throne.
Prends le trône.
And I guarantee.
Et je garantis.
The power of that decision.
Et la puissance de cette décision.
It's going to be eternal
et sera éternel
in its consequences in your life.
Dans ses conséquences.
If there's anybody here today
s'il y a quelqu'un aujourd'hui,
and you want to raise your hand
vous voulez lever votre
just as a sign
comme un signe
that you believe
et que vous croyez,
the good report,
et la bonne nouvelle.
The Bible says, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
À qui le nom de l'Éternel s'est
révélé? To them that have believed the good report.
Et ceux qui ont cru le bon rapport.
And you want to accept Christ today.
Vous voulez accepter Christ aujourd'hui.
To be the master,
être le maître
of every decision that you
de chaque décision que vous allez prendre,
of every step that you take,
de chaque pas que vous allez faire.
If you want to repent,
et si vous voulez vous repentir,
of past decisions,
des décisions,
why don't you raise your hand as well?
Pourquoi ne pas lever votre
main? And say, Jesus, I've made such bad decisions.
Jésus, j'ai mis de mauvaises
They've
décisions.
They've led me to this place that I am.
Cela m'a conduit dans cette place que je.
But you are the one who has come to set the captives free. You have come to proclaim liberty to the captives. And Jesus, I've heard the Jubilee trumpet today. And I raise my hand by faith. And I say, no more. It's not going to be like this anymore. Because my decision is you. You raise your hand to the Lord. Heavenly Father, many of us, Father, we look and we see upon this day, there's so many things that we go through, even as believers. Mm-hmm. It's the results of decisions gone by. Father, it's a result, Lord, of just not the right consciousness, Lord. Father, we haven't been fully conscious of who we are because of your grace, because of your predestination, because of the greatness of your plan, because of the greatness of your will. Father, we've listened to the enemy for too long. We've allowed him to persuade us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But Father, how wonderful the Jubilee trumpet is, Lord. How wonderful to hear once again the truth of your word. And Father, we just come unto thee upon this day and we say, we believe. Father, this is the truth. Father, we believe this good report upon this day. And Father, we pray your blessing upon the minister. We pray that you'll anoint him afresh in the afternoon, Lord.
Yes,
that you'd continue to give him the liberty of the Spirit. That, Father, he may declare unto us the whole counsel of God concerning the situations that we're in. Father, to them that have never accepted you, Father, let the power, Lord, of your grace, even as it speaks to that seed inside of their soul, Father, let something quicken inside of them even now. That, Father, they may just open up that door and say, come inside, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Come inside in the fullness of who you are. Come inside and have thine own way and let your will be done. And Jesus, to every single one of us upon this day, we just want to appreciate your goodness, Lord. We just want to appreciate your mercy. We want to appreciate your patience with us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want to appreciate how you desire to continue to walk with us, Father, to persuade us, Lord. Father, we just want to walk with you, even as the song has said, though it, Father, may lead us in this, and may we might have to be forsaken of people, forsaken of man, whatsoever it would be.
Yes, Lord.
But Father, our desire is to walk with you.
Amen.
That, Father, thy will may be established, your perfect will inside of our lives, Lord, and anything contrary to that, we resist it and rebuke it. Father, we do not accept
Hallelujah.
It upon this day.
Yes,
but Father, all we desire to accept is, Lord, your perfect will for our lives. Let your will be done. And Father, we say unto thee, glorify thy name. Bless us now. Bless the food we'll partake of. Bless our fellowship in this short break, Lord. Bless each person that has requested prayer upon this day. We wait for the testimony of your goodness and your grace. And bless us as we come back, we ask. In Jesus' name. Since let's dismiss. Let's come back 2:15.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For the day. Blood, he has saved me, and with his power, he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has. God be the glory. His power, he has freed.